Between Monsters and Men by Chad Singleton. Do you have any information that could better help us locate your daughter? Charles and Phoebe blankly stared right through Officer Logan. He hated this part of his job, having to watch terrified parents attempting to hold back tears made his heart ache. He bit the inside of his bottom lip and inhaled. Tell me about your daughter. What was her name? What did she look like? He asked in a comforting tone. Charles stood up in a huff, slamming his fist on the table. How could we let this happen? What did we miss? Phoebe sternly interrupted. Charles, sit down. This is not the time nor the place. She turned toward Logan and cleared her throat. Her name is Zoe. She's 3'11". She has my complexion and dark green eyes, same as Charles. Oh, and she has a mole under her left eye. The left corner of Logan's mouth formed a smile. Thank you, Miss Davis. That helps a lot, he continued. Now, what was she wearing when she... He paused. Phoebe intervened, saving Logan from his next word. Well, she had on a yellow t-shirt, blue jean overalls, yellow tuck-tailored shoes, and pink glasses. She also has afro puffs, added Charles. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Walk me through the week leading up to Zoe's disappearance. I want to create a possible pattern of activity. Charles and Phoebe looked at one another, then back at Logan. Charles spoke first. Zoe loves to go to the playground in our neighborhood. She was on spring vacation from school, so we let her go to the playground for about an hour a day. Logan stopped taking notes and looked up from his notepad. Did she have a chaperone? Not really. All the neighborhood kids were there, and the playground is a short walk from our house. We can see her perfectly from our kitchen window. When did you notice she was gone? It was around 2:30. Phoebe went to the grocery store. I saw her, right there on the swings. I went to the bathroom for 2 minutes. When I came back to the window, I didn't see her. I panicked and ran over to the playground. Tears poured down Phoebe's face as she listened to her husband speak. Her tears trickled into a room temperature cup of coffee. Charles continued. I called her name over and over, but there was no answer. She was nowhere to be found. Phoebe began to sob uncontrollably. Her husband grabbed her, holding her tight within his arms, fighting back a dam of tears himself. Thank you, Mr. and Ms. Davis. I know this couldn't have been easy, but what you have provided will greatly assist the Ashbury PD in finding your little girl. Thank you again. I'll be in touch as soon as possible with any updates. You will hear from me before the end of the week. Logan had been surveying the playground for a couple days. There were kids and parents coming and going. He smirked to himself. Seeing children laughing and playing reminded him of his youth, a time where anything was possible. It was such an innocent time. He couldn't understand why someone would ruin that for a child. At that moment, something caught Logan's attention. He noticed a balding man getting out of his pickup truck and approaching the playground. He was about 5 feet tall. He wore a blue striped shirt that was tucked into his wrinkled blue jeans. He held a black duffel bag. Logan watched as he knelt behind a bush adjacent to the playground and unzipped his bag. As the man reached into his bag, Logan's heart sunk. He sprang out of his car and reached for his gun. He was far enough not to blow his cover, but close enough to see what the man was pulling out of his bag. It looked to be puppets. One was blue and the other green. They didn't look too dissimilar from the furry monster puppets you see on Sesame Street. He watched as children walked up to the bush to talk to the puppets. The man entertained the children for about 20 minutes, then got back in his truck and left. Logan wiped his brow, letting out a sigh of relief, and got back into his car. Logan found himself at a dead end with the case. He called Zoe's parents to see if there was anything else that they could tell him about the days leading up to her disappearance. Phoebe answered the phone with what sounded like a mixture of anxiety and excitement. Did you find my daughter? We are diligently working on it, ma'am. Her excitement quickly turned into terror. Officer Logan, please, find my daughter. It's dangerous for her to be out there all alone. Someone could get hurt. Logan paused before he replied. He thought her wording was a little odd, but chalked it up to a Freudian slip of a hysterical mother. Miss Davis, is there anything at all that you didn't tell me the last time we spoke? Even the smallest detail, everything matters. Well, the day before she went missing, she mentioned that she made some friends. There were these blue and green monsters, I think. My husband and I didn't think too much about it because we both had imaginary friends at her age. The day she disappeared, she told us that she was going to her little friend's house for a tea party. Logan's heart rate spiked. He instantly felt every hair on his body stand at attention. Logan drove down to the playground as fast as he could. He knew that each passing moment was precious. Sure enough, he found his suspect. He watched as he packed up his puppets and entered his pickup truck. Logan tailed the suspect to his home. He was careful not to arouse suspicion. He watched from a distance as the man entered his home. The door slammed shut. Suddenly, a blood-curdling scream echoed from inside. With hands on his weapon, he ran towards the sound and up the stairs, peeking through the window. What he saw made his stomach churn in pure disgust. On the other side of the glass was his suspect being devoured by a 10-foot-tall beast covered in scarlet fur. The monster had a protruding jaw that tore and ripped with blood-soaked fangs. Its sharp, jagged claws separated skin from bone with ease. Logan was paralyzed in fear. All he could do was listen to the agonizing gurgles and prayers for death that came from the unrecognizable puppeteer. The monster let out an ear-splitting sonic roar, then turned to face Logan. As he locked eyes with the beast, he noticed the eye color, dark green. He couldn't understand why, but he was no longer afraid. He watched the monster shrink and collapse onto the floor. And the spot where the monster stood lay a little girl. She had afro puffs and a little mole right below her left eye. Phoebe and Charles were getting ready for bed when they heard a knock at their front door. Upon opening the door, they were greeted by Officer Logan. He was holding their precious daughter, Zoe. She was fast asleep. They quickly embraced their little girl, crying tears of joy. As Logan was leaving, Phoebe stopped him. He noticed a look of worry and concern wash over her face. She opened her mouth to speak, and he quickly interrupted. In my police report, I wrote that a bear attacked your daughter's kidnapper before I entered the premise. That's the only thing that could have mangled a person to that degree. I'm just thankful that it didn't attack Zoe as well. Thank you, mounted Phoebe as she smiled and nodded her head. Logan never fully understood what happened that day. But who was he to discern between monsters and men?